Thank you. Mr. Vice Chairperson, Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, may I take this opportunity to congratulate FAO and WHO for organizing this conference in order to draw attention of all stakeholders in finding lasting solutions to nutrition problems our countries are affected with. I assure you that we in Sri Lanka will join hands with the global community in their attempt to make a change a lasting one. Sri Lanka, an island nation of 20 million people, is a multi-ethnic, multi-religious society. The current average life expectancy of the population is 74.3 years. The GDP is over $3,000. In the field of nutrition, Sri Lanka has made significant strides since the ICA in 1992. Prevalence of wasting, stunting of children under the age of 5 are 13% and 11% respectively. The prevalence of iron deficiency anemia has declined to 15% over the past two decades, a threefold reduction. Although the prevalence of low birth weight remains around 16%, overweight and obesity are being recognized as an emerging problem, placing Sri Lanka among countries with the double burden of nutrition. Having recognized the complex nature of the problem, the country has embarked on a multi-sectoral approach of combating and controlling nutritional problems. The National Nutrition Council was established with the head of state as its chairman. This was made possible by the formulation of the National Nutrition Policy in the year 2010 with the approval of the Cabinet of Ministers. Coordination among the various agencies is conducted at the highest level, the Presidential Secretariat. This has no doubt ensured highest political commitment. With the implementation of these changes, we have been able to strengthen the nutrition services, particularly in the fields of infrastructure development and capacity building at grassroots level, involving even the previously conflict-affected provinces. Sri Lanka, realizing the significance of improving the nutrition status of all population groups, adopted the life cycle approach of intervention. The antenatal care of pregnant mothers, as well as care of infants and young children, has been given special attention, recognizing the importance of the first 1,000 days. We have been able to consistently maintain high rate of exclusive breastfeeding rate. The last DHS survey shows 78%. A school meal for school children is being given in all underprivileged districts. A glass of milk is given to all school children in selected areas, and measures have been taken to scale up this activity. New initiatives are being taken to encourage consumption of fresh milk, and substantial allocations were made through the national budget. Effective health services, including high immunization coverage, have substantially contributed to control several communicable diseases. National Supplementary Food Program, aimed at identified target groups, remains vibrant and has a very high demand. Of the multitude measures taken to improve food security, a significant fertilizer subsidy to improve the yield of major food crops, and a comprehensive program to improve household food security stand out. Fisheries and aquaculture, poultry and high-tech farming methods have contributed immensely to the food security. Adequate safety nets in the form of poverty alleviation programs have been taken for the low-income groups to ensure basic nutrition needs. Special funding has been allocated for improving the living standards of the pensioners and other elderly people. Nutrition services are integrated into emergency situations and mechanisms are in place. Yet, Sri Lanka is not complacent and is making all efforts to overcome the remaining challenges, especially in a situation where urban migration remains significant, with ever-increasing numbers of working mothers and other contemporary issues. Reliance on diversification of food and other food-based approaches are being given the highest priority. Fortification, which was effectively used to control iodine deficiency disorders, is being considered as a strategy to combat other micronutrient deficiencies. I assure this audience that the Sri Lankan government will continue to be committed towards addressing the remaining challenges. We are hopeful that together with the significant economic growth and the other development efforts that are taking place in the country, we will be able to achieve the desired nutrition goals for our people. Thank you for your attention.